prevents spreading of diseases between your fruit trees when you prune this spring. We're sanitizing the tools. Next on Western Life Radio.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Take time to prevent the spread of disease to trees in your orchard. Alex Grover prepares the pruners.
I keep a can of Lysol type product. The one I have is actually a Clorox product. I do use aerosol. It's not as environmentally friendly, but a hand pump spray bottle just doesn't survive in a truck. So I do go with an aerosol spray. You can use Lysol, a similar product with Clorox is sold, and those will keep disease off. Now that's especially on, if you know the disease in your tree, it's just best to go ahead and have to make the pet disinfected even while you're on the same tree. And then you don't have to worry about spreading disease as much. And this is proven to be true on fire blight in particular. Some peach and cherry disease I don't worry as much about. But the fire blight's pretty devastating, and it doesn't make sections thick. It just wipes out sections. So go ahead, use that. And, even at the end of the day when you're doing a lot of pruning, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and just spray it down with the Lysol, your loppers, your hand shears, and your saw. I'll even shoot a shot of it into the scabbard because I know there's a lot of stuff that goes in the scabbard. And so periodically, I make sure I do that as well, even if I'm not working with diseased trees. And just be mindful and pay attention to what's on the trees and any damage that can be there, because that really, that makes a huge difference to you on the quality of your trees if you prevent disease.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.